Today on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, I'm reviewing the new film Crime 101.
You're watching a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I'm your host, Silas Lindenstein, and today I'm reviewing the new film Crime 101, starring Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo, and Halle Berry. Of course, we also have appearances by Nick Nolte, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and a host of others. It's a great film directed by Bart Layton. Well, great might be. Well, it's a good film. I think it's a good film. I'll say that right off the bat. I think it essentially is. Now, I want to talk about what's in the trailer for sure here. Okay. Let's talk about that. This is basically about Chris Hemsworth's character is a man named Mike Davis, who is a thief. He's a jewel thief. He's an expert thief. He doesn't get caught. He does these high priced jewelry robberies and he's really slick and doesn't get caught. And he's shaken up early in the film by a robbery that almost goes wrong and someone gets hurt because he prides himself on making sure nobody gets hurt. He doesn't do violence in it. He manages to get the jewels and take off and fences them. And Mark Ruffalo, he plays LA detective Lou. He is trying to solve this string of robberies. He's that rogue officer on the force that believes this is all being committed by one person, and the department doesn't believe him and they think that he's going downhill as a detective. And then Halle Berry plays an insurance adjuster. She's an insurance salesperson, adjuster that's dealing with trying to get some clients, some high end clients that are going to be doing like a marriage, a wedding that has to be insured, which is wild to me. I can't imagine insuring a wedding. Like, that's just crazy money when you have money for that. Unless you do like, you know, $50 for case of rains. I don't know. Anyway, this is basically a heist movie. That's what it is. It's not, you know, it's not super complicated. You're not going to go through an emotional journey through here. But I got to say, it really taught me that when you elevate, like when you have actors that are really good, you elevate a heist movie from just being like run of the mill to like really good. I was impressed. I will say I like Chris Hemsworth. I think he's fine as Thor, you know, seen him in some things, the Ghostbusters, the all female recent reboot version. I liked him in that. I do like the man. But I was already preparing myself to make some Chris Hemsworth bad acting jokes. I kind of assumed it. And I got to say, like, he actually impressed me a bit in this. He, you know, he plays this guy who's got all this charisma when he's the jewel heist persona, or like talking to a Mark, somebody who he's got involved in this. But the second that he has to, like, he starts dealing with a woman in this that he meets, a stranger, and they start going on dates, and he's so nervous and uncomfortable, and you kind of don't get why this woman would start dating him except for the fact that he's Chris Hemsworth looking. Yeah, he's a hottie piece of eye candy to the ladies, and she's in for that. But his personality is so like atrocious, you would think that she wouldn't be interested, and he's secretive and all this stuff. But I think that what really saves this film is the acting. Now, the writing's pretty good for a heist movie, and I also credit that to being that this is based on a novella, let's see, by Don Winslow. The screen, Bart Layton, who directed it, adapted a screenplay from it. And I have always said, the best movies come from novellas, from short films or short stories, right? You should take a short story is a good format to turn into a film. So you can actually expand on things in the film. Whereas when they try to adapt a full book into a movie, usually you're like cutting so much out. I always feel like a book should be like a TV series season, like season one of a series. So they got some good source material to work on this from. And it really helped. It's apparently like an Amazon MGM Studios film. I don't quite get that because I saw it in the theater, but I guess it's probably going to be going to streaming real soon. Maybe it's only going to be in for a couple weeks. But I generally just really like the acting in this. And, you know, there's some character depth. You got the detective, Lou, played by Mark Ruffalo. He's like going, he's separating like in a marriage. Things just aren't going well for him in life generally. And so you see these people start converging. These three main characters start converging around heists and jewelry, and people have potential to be swayed because of their career choices. Like obviously the Chris Hemsworth character, he kind of seeming to now kind of want to get out of this. The cop seems to be swaying and like, does he want to be a cop? Does he wants to get this guy, but does he? Halle Berry is dealing. Halle Berry's like dealing with age discrimination issues, and that kills me. That means I don't think she's that much older than me. Maybe I hope she's not younger, but I was like, what do you mean age discrimination? We're still young. But alas, I guess we're not in terms of Hollywood storytelling. Anyway, I would say for a 2 hour, I think the film's like 2 hours and 11 minutes, something like that. It goes by fast. I saw it on a Friday morning and it just kind of zipped by. It, let's see, premiered January 28th in London. And then, you know, I guess it was originally set for 2025, but they had to extend it out a little bit. It's getting good critical reviews. Yeah, I don't blame them. So I'm going to be interested to see how you audiences like it. If you get out there to see it, it's coming out. Like, I don't have high expectations a lot for February movies. I'll tell you that, because a lot of times movies come out in February, it's because they know they're not going to be considered for Oscars. And even for like, it's going to be so long before the next year that I just put it out now. Whatever. So I didn't have a lot of high expectations for it. So I ended up really liking it and being pretty glad I picked this. I had a couple of films to pick from, and I'm really glad I chose this. So yeah, Crime 101. I think the lesson that I took from the film is you don't really know till you get there. Your moral compass is really going to be set when it's tested. That's what it made me think about a lot. Yeah, that's just me. Highlights, acting, the directing, and the writing of it, clearly, hands down, it's a solid film. So on my scale of love it, like it, or lose it, I'm going to give Crime 101 a solid like it. And I have a new rating system. It has a dice on it and everything. So I think I give it a 14. Like a 14 to 15. At a 20. I know, actually, I posted on Facebook. Well, I posted on Bakebook my score for this. So we'll see how accurate I was, but I give it a 14. 14. Like it. I like it. I like it level 14. So would I catch in the theater? Yeah, I would catch in theater. You got a date? You got to come up. You don't want to offend anybody. It's a great film. Just go in to see that. Doesn't get well, a couple sexy moments. Not sexy enough. Could go further. Good date night film. I'll say that. So grab a friend. Grab a lover for date night. Crime 101. So that's it. What do you think? Did you watch the movie? Did you like it? Do you like those actors? Let me know in the comments. Appreciate you. Till next time, you're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters. You find this. So go and impress.